The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven, for the Son of Man came to save the lost." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
He will give his angels charge of you, to guard you in all your ways. John was entranced by the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he looked and he heard the sound of a vast number of angels surrounding the throne, myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a great voice, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb." An anonymous New Testament seer wrote, "You have come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the heavenly council of innumerable angels." Rank on rank, the host of heaven spreads its vanguard on the way. Now, I know some of you think that nothing starts to happen in here until the prelude begins. Some of you think things start when the hymn is introduced and the Holy Cross is paraded before you. And for the rest of you, I suppose, it all starts when Pastor faces the altar and throws the words of your baptism back on God. But I tell you, the moment you walk into this sacred space, you are walking into a liturgy that has already commenced, that has been going on for millennia and has never stopped. A celestial liturgy that began when the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy, and was renewed over the plains of Bethlehem. For an ancient oracle had said, "Let all God's angels worship him." And they did. The little Lord Jesus, asleep on the hay. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bend their wondering eyes at mysteries so bright. They sang again when a malefactor cried, "Jesus, remember me." For there is heaven-splitting joy before the angels of God when a sinner repents. Even one like you. Today is the feast of Saint Michael and all angels, a feast wherein we let John and Paul and the rest pull back the curtain and remind us that we are not alone. There is a third heaven from which angels ascend and descend on the Son of Man and on us. We have angels with us in here, when we leave, when we rise, when we sleep, for they never sleep, nor even take a nap. For they are ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. And if they aren't serving, then they're on call, ready to be sent at a moment's notice. For he made his angels winds, his servants flames of fire. And God gave you one of them as a baptismal gift, a personal bodyguard, so you don't dash your foot against a stone or shout some obscenity if you do. They intercede for you too, as Jesus just said, beholding your Father's face on your behalf, a face you cannot see and live. Now, I don't know if you have the same guardian angel your whole life long. I suspect mine put in for a transfer quite some time ago. But God has plenty of reserves, and they've all worked out just fine. They've got God's ear for me, as yours does for you. For if angels ministered to Jesus while he was being tempted by the devil, and again when he was agonizing in a bloody sweat over the prospect of drinking the cup of God's poison, well, then God's got angelic reinforcements ready for you, so that like holy Jesus, you can say, "Not my will, but thine be done." Ready for you too in all those times when unrequited love weighs down and wounds refuse to heal. Why, he's got a Raphael for you, no less. One of those angels of the presence who will be sent to remove film from your eyes so that you can have clarity and trust God's bigger will for you. He'll even find a spouse for you, if that's what you need, and keep the demons at bay. It's all there in the book of Tobit, should anyone care to read it. And if you need a word from God that says, "Your prayer has been heard," or simply, "The Lord is with you," or if you're standing in some furnace heated 7 times more than is wont, there's a Gabriel to stand beside you and either bring you out unsinged or deliver you to the noble army of martyrs who are before God's throne, interceding for you too. And if your past keeps haunting you, and Satan and his willing accomplices keep rubbing it in your face, then he's got a Michael for you, always ready to tell the devil where he can go, even when you're not so bold. For when John wanted to describe what was really going on outside Jerusalem on that Friday called Good, he could find no better image than this. A picture of Holy Michael, outfitted in full battle gear, waging war against and utterly defeating a giant red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 royal diadems on its heads. the naked, humiliated, bloodied Jesus, shutting the devil's mouth with his innocent suffering and death. That love covers a multitude of sins and gives you a clear conscience in spite of your past. You really are in good hands, for the promise still stands. He will give his angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.